Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 53 for Thursday, September the 8th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly higher Thursday morning, following gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from 40 cents to $2 above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $459.80 a ton. That's up 40 cents. The Canadian dollar was also weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little more attractive to domestic crushers and international buyers. Global demand for oil seeds remains fairly robust, and advances in crude oil were supportive for canola. However, the market is facing some uncertainty following the release of the Statistics Canada Canadian Grain Stocks report. The agency adjusted last year's production to a higher number, and that raised ideas this year's total could also be larger. Losses in Malaysian palm oil were also bearish, along with some seasonal harvest pressure. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent lower on technical trading, with the most active November contract at $9.74 a bushel. Traders have already begun to take positions in advance of the USDA's monthly supply and demand report that is due out on Monday. The market was also facing a bit of pressure due to favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest. Prices have staged a bit of a recovery, though, since last week's lows were recorded. Corn was relatively unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.33 a bushel. Commercials were out bargain hunting this morning. Rain continues to fall in some parts of the U.S. corn belt, which was supportive, and demand is solid. There is uncertainty, though, about the size of the U.S. quarterly stocks, and the bulk of the U.S. harvest is still ahead, which will add some pressure going forward. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents lower, with the December contract at $4 a bushel. The wheat complex continues to be sorted by speculators who are out short covering. The U.S. dollar index has been a bit soft as of late, and that was supportive. Wheat fundamentals remain bearish, though, as there is a lot of wheat in the world. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.